Heavenly Father, on this day that we commemorate the passion and death of your Son, help us, Lord, to thirst for you the way that you thirsted for us from the cross. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So on Sunday, Palm Sunday, we heard from Mark's passion account, and today it's John's turn. The entirety of John's gospel is far and away unique from the other three gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. John very much uses different techniques to get his point across, right? And no more is that evident than the passion narrative of John. So we could look at many different ways that he did that, even in the passion narrative tonight. But in order to follow, like unlike last night that the missal says, directs the priest on what the homily should touch on, tonight it doesn't do that. It just says, keep it brief. So again, seeing that the boss is watching, not wanting to get fired in my first year, let's just look at one. It starts off in the betrayal. Judas takes with him a band of soldiers to arrest Jesus. A band of soldiers in the Roman army is one-tenth of a legion. A legion has anywhere up to 6,000 troops. So a band, one-tenth of that, 600 men marching with torches to arrest Jesus. This band of soldiers, when they confront Jesus, they say, "We are looking for Jesus the Nazarene." Jesus responds with two words, "I am." And what does John say the response is? How does he record the response? What does he write? When he said to them, "I am," they turned away and fell to the ground. 600 grown men falling to the ground when the one who is God says, "I am." What's John's point? What's he trying to get across as he writes this way? Namely, it's this. Don't think for one second that these things are happening to Jesus. Nothing happens to God. You can't nail God to a tree. In John's gospel elsewhere, Jesus says this, "No one takes my life from me, but I lay it down on my own accord. Only I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again." He allows these events to happen to him, allows himself to be handed over, allows himself to be condemned, allows himself to be scourged, allows himself to be crowned with thorns, allows himself to be stripped naked, allows himself to be crucified. Why allow it? Because sin is absolutely brutal. It isolates, it deceives, it leads to loneliness, it leads to confusion, it leads to worry. It leads to regret. It separates, it destroys, and it leads to death. And God hates death. And you and I, no matter how hard we try, how good we are, we can't crawl ourselves out of the shadow of death. And so God acts. God invades enemy territory. Not his enemy. He has no enemy. Our enemy. And he goes to work to get his people back. To get you back and to get me back. Who loves you and me like that? Like really, who loves you like that? That's why we kneel before the cross when it's elevated. That's why we adore the cross. That's why we kiss the cross.